Operation Mockingbird. Also in the 1950s to the 70s, the CIA once again paid a number of well-known domestic and foreign journalists from big-name media outlets like Time, The Washington Post, The New York Times, CBS, and others to publish CIA propaganda. The CIA also reportedly funded at least one movie, The Animated Animal Farm by George Orwell, and the Church Committee finally exposed the activities in 1975. The Manhattan Project was the code name for a project conducted during World War II to develop the first atomic bomb. The project was led by the United States and included participation from the United Kingdom and Canada. Formally designated as the Manhattan Engineer District, it refers specifically to the period of the project from 1942 to 1946 under the control of the United States Army Corps of Engineers, under the administration of General Leslie R. Groves. The scientific research was directed by American physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Born out of a small research program in 1939, the Manhattan Project eventually employed more than 130,000 people, and it cost nearly U.S. $2 billion, $22 billion in current value. It resulted in the creation of multiple production and research sites that operated in secret. With the total involved, this makes it one of the largest conspiracies in history. Entire towns were built for short periods of time. The government never admitted to it, the media never reported on it, and people had no idea for over 25 years. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. Asbestos. Between 1930 and 1960, manufacturers did all they could do to prevent the link between asbestos and respiratory diseases, including cancer, becoming known so they could avoid prosecution. American workers had in fact sued the John Manville Company as far back as 1932, but it was not until 1962 that epidemiologists finally established beyond any doubt what company bosses had known for a long time. And what is that? Asbestos causes cancer. Watergate. Republican officials spied on the Democratic National Headquarters from the Watergate Hotel in 1972. While conspiracy theories suggested underhanded dealings were taking place, it wasn't until 1974 that White House tape recordings linked President Nixon to the break-in and forced him to resign. The Tuskegee Syphilis Study. The United States Public Health Service carried out this clinical study on 400 poor black Americans with syphilis from 1932 to 1972. During the study, the men were given false and sometimes dangerous treatments, and adequate treatment was intentionally withheld so the agency could learn more about the disease. While the study was initially supposed to just last 6 months, it continued for 40 years, and close to 200 of the men died from syphilis or related complications by the end of the study. And this was sold to you as a theory. Operation Northwoods. In the early 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba to oust Fidel Castro from power. The plans included committing acts of terrorism in the U.S. and their cities, killing innocent people and U.S. soldiers, blowing up a U.S. ship, assassinating Cubans, sinking boats of Cuban
refugees. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches
airplanes.
Doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233 233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, friends, it's something that I continuously reiterate, but we just got some more information today. And I just want to throw it out there in front of you again, because if you're losing the war in this country, I can tell you right now how it's happening. It's because you're allowing them to censor free speech. So I'm saying that for the very purpose of saying what I'm going to say to you next, okay? Ben Franklin is the one that said that freedom of speech is the bulwark to our freedom. They are censoring people concerning those that are taking the time to stand up against them and exposing them for their crimes. As you all well know, all these big tech companies are subversive to American government. They're being used as an arm to upend our Constitution. I continuously reiterate the point, friends, that when we talk about John Adams, he said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. When you stand on the side of the Word of God, they are doing their best to squelch, censor, and demonize you. Okay? This has been going on for 25 years, but I've not seen it to the degree that we're seeing it today. I want you to check this out. This is sonsoflibertymedia.com. A brand new article just given by John Whitehead. He's a friend of the ministry's Rutherford Institute. He is the head attorney over there. He just wrote an article called "The Ninth Circuit Refuses to Hold Facebook Accountable for Working with the Government to Censor, Suppress Disfavored Ideas and Speech." Okay. Again, here you have the criminal deciding as to what you can be told and what you cannot be told. When I say that they're subversive, guess what? I'm saying that they are subversive. They are subversive on so many different levels. They are running antithetical, counter to our U.S. Constitution. They mean to tear down our laws because they're trying to create a narrative that is one throughout a global order that they're trying to create right now. Subversive means seeking or intended to subvert an established system or institute. That's what's happening. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you all the while know that there's 13 to 15 articles over there. Everybody already knows that, right? From contributors from all over the country. Now, with that, I have to say this. When you go over there, you're going to notice that there's no more ads on that page. We pulled the ads today, and I want to tell you why. First and foremost, if Facebook would have left our personal page for Sons of Liberty alone, we would have been easily at 7 million, 5 to 7 million followers, easy. We would have never, ever had to ask for support, which we don't do here. We just lay it out there for you. We want cheerful givers. We don't want to force or guilt trip people into supporting the ministry to keep us out there. Nope, that's not what we want. We want cheerful givers. And if you see fit to keep us out there, do it, because that's all we're doing is bearing fruit. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. But the reason we pulled the ads, so I want you to hear this. First of all, we hear a lot of complaints people saying, Bradley, there's ads that are kind of countering the content of your website. And it's like, it's something I've heard for a long time, but people need to understand that we need the support to keep the site going. And people that love the show so much, and we hear this all the time, they love us so much, but they don't actually support us to keep things going the way that they need to go. So aside of all that, we just said, you know what? We're done. I'm tired of it. First of all, we're not making any support from those ads anymore because they've killed all of that. I want you to consider that big corporations, again, are working hand in glove in this fascist state. Isaiah 28 verse 18, to do what? To censor your free speech, which we have been warned about over and over and over again. And I just highlighted the fact that the courts are refusing to hold those that are illegally censoring us and violating the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, namely the Bill of Rights, accountable for their crimes, because they are crimes to censor free speech. Okay? And this is what they're doing, and this is what they're getting away with, because the people are allowing them to get away with it. Dumb, you will be led as sheep to the slaughter, said George Washington, if they violate your censorship or your free speech. I'm sorry, if they censor your free speech. And it's exactly what's happening. But I want you to make note, there's no more ads on that page. It was interesting because I called the guy that mans that page. That's the tech to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I called him and I said, just go ahead and pull the ads. Don't want them there no more. I'm tired of the complaints. I agree with the complaints, by the way. I'm tired of all of what we have to do. And I said, furthermore, there's no support coming in whatsoever. And as I told him that, he went online. The very moment that I told him that, he went online. And he said, oh, I see what's going on. Not only is Facebook censoring us illegally, working with the corrupt in the halls of government, illegally violating, transgressing our First Amendment rights. But he said, Bradley, he goes, I see, and I'm finding right now that Google has been censoring and barring and suppressing all of your ads. I want you to understand what I'm telling you. The powers that are being tolerated right now are saying, we are the ones to drive the narrative. Nobody else is going to do that. And again, I'm making an appeal to the 94% of you that say you don't believe the mainstream media. Why is it that you tolerate them to lie? The freedom of speech does not entail or give them a right to lie, because the right giver said, thou shalt not lie. It's the ninth commandment. They advocate for adultery. The Lord said, thou shalt not commit adultery. That's the seventh commandment. They advocate for murder. They teach people how to murder through their television programs, right? The Lord said the sixth commandment, thou shalt not murder. But they murder anyways. These are the ones that are suppressing us concerning our stand against the lies that they're promulgating and driving a narrative to be subversive to who we are as a people. Do you understand what I'm saying, subversive? What they're advocating for is crimes against freedom of speech. And yet they're attacking people's freedom of speech, because we understand that liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. Americans, you have it backwards. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. You have it completely backwards. I just want to make clear that you all understand what's going on. This is how they're winning the game. And it's also interesting, I know a lot of people out there think that these two candidates, if you speak out against them, you know, that's okay to do that. I'm here to tell you, they're defending both of the candidates as well. They're pulling people's pages for speaking out against the crimes of both of them, for the people that are catching on to the two wings to the same bird. Americans, you got to get busy. You have to get busy. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to get to it, folks. We're talking about, I wonder what they would do if they could do it all over again. I want to finish off some thoughts that we were talking about yesterday. And again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com. PetRegen.com or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, by the way, friends, if you want to give us a call, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Now, I want to show you something here really quick on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page.
Now, just hang on. Okay.
So, I just got a whole load of t-shirts from BBS Radio today, okay? And what we're going to do, we're going to be giving some of these away at the Minnesota State Fair. We're down on the basement at the east end, third row in. Of the east end of the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair. We're going to be there for six more days. We're almost halfway through. Oh, my goodness. You want to talk about work, folks. 12 hours a day, 12 days in a row. Come and see us, okay? But we're going to be giving these out. I just got them today. These are BBS Radio t-shirts. And what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and throw one of these in, okay? And you can go ahead and pick the color. You can just throw on there what color you want. And I'll do my best to accommodate along with the size, okay? I only got a box full of them, but I just want to let you know, for the first 10 people that order any one of these books, because these are going out right now, Children of the Apostate, Children of the Apostate is now complete. This is a very timely message. You're going to read it and say, wait a second, that's what's going on right now. And Bradley's been talking about this for some time. Yes, it's very prophetically accurate, and it's very accurate for the times. And this is a book that you're going to want to share with your friends. Super easy reading. Super easy to understand, premised on the Word of God and testimony. We are not talking out of school. But when you order one of these, the first 10 people that order one of these, I'm going to give you a free t-shirt from BBS Radio. That goes along with the Soldier of the Cross and or all the prophets were pointing to the front. Or all three, whatever the case might be. But again, we'll throw a brand new t-shirt in there from bbsradio.com. Again, I just got them this morning. And we're going to take what we don't have left today, and we're going to be handing these out at the Minnesota State Fair. Again, we have the potential of reaching up to 2 to 3 million people. I got to tell you, friends, the attendance has been super, super low this year. And I can only suspect that it's super, super low is because people are getting sick and tired of being gouged on the way in, once they get in, and on the way out as well. For parking, folks, it's like $20 a ticket. So if you want to go there because you don't like, if you want to go there, but what's actually making you change your mind about going is because there's too many people there, I'm telling you, now is the time to go. Now is absolutely the time to go, because the last 2 days have been just something I've never seen in the 15, 16 years that we've been there. I got to get that number right as well. But before we get going here, friends, I do want to say this. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because as you all the well know, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. One more time. 218-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Now, I want to get over to something, because a lot of times when people say, well, that's a conspiracy theory, right? And I'm just going to tip on this and kind of piggyback and segue into today to finish off what I wanted to highlight yesterday. But, you know, when it comes to the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the assassination of RFK, the assassination of MLK Jr., you do know the world said that three lights were put out. In other words, the world said that they were assassinated by the bad guys. And all of America, for the most part, for those that are paying attention, they absolutely know the truth of the matter, that a conspiracy was committed. There was no theory. And one of the things I like to do on the show, and I continuously do, so I don't leave doors open where it's speculative, okay? I never do that. I always bring it to you so you can hear for yourself. The first one I want to show you is RFK Jr., okay, RFK Jr., not only about his dad, but also about his uncle, said that the CIA was responsible for the assassination. This is why the powers that are tolerated are scared to death that a Kennedy will ever take office, because once they do, they're going to go in there for the investigation. Furthermore, what's also interesting concerning the John F. Kennedy assassination, 81% of the American people don't believe that Oswald did it, or he even did it alone. Okay, he was a patsy, period, just so you know. Okay, and I'm about ready to show you that. But I want you to know this, friends, that if it wasn't a conspiracy, I'm just kind of curious. Why is it that your government, that said they weren't responsible for the assassination of its own president, why is it that they said back in 1963 that we'll go ahead and release these files on the JFK assassination in 2025? If they didn't have anything to hide? And why did they wait until 2025? Because, folks, everybody would be safely dead at that point. Do people think things through anymore? They really don't. So let's go over to this. Let's hit off on RFK's assassination. I want you to listen to what he has to say. Because in every scenario of these assassinations, the three lights that went out, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., and RFK Jr., or I'm sorry, and RFK, every single one of them, they were patsies, okay? You don't want to listen to me? You don't have to. Why don't you listen to the family members who know all the well as to what took place? And here's RFK's account.
Chavez was shot four times from behind.
His dad was shot four times from behind.
And they were contact shot. One of them went through, one of them did not hurt him, but went through the shoulder pad of his jacket. The other ones all hit him. And the last one, which was the most fatal, was right behind.
Listen carefully to what he says here.
With the barrel touching his skin. And the other ones were all contact shots, meaning that they were within probably a half an inch of his skin and clothing, and they left carbon tattoos on his skin. And Sirhan was never behind my father.
Oh, okay, wait a second. Sirhan has also denied it over and over again. But of course, the people taking it for the government that they don't trust, taking it for their word, they somehow trust him this time in the assassination of RFK. Okay, you all the well know if he would have gotten to office, he would have opened up the investigation and would have went after everybody that was a part of that assassination. Why? Because if you remember right, John F. Kennedy Jr. said that he was going to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces. And before he knew it, the people that he fired were put on the Warren Commission as the fox in the chicken coop. Why? Because they were a part of the conspiracy. Common sense comes into play. Now, when you're talking about RFK Jr., he just got done telling you they were all contact shots. That means they were with an inch or two away from shooting RFK. He just got done telling you that in every given scenario, only one was behind the ear. That was the fatal shot. He just told you that Sirhan was not close enough. He was not behind him. But yet the mainstream media, like we spent time yesterday, told you encountering the narrative of the eyewitnesses in every given scenario. Sirhan is a patsy. That's what RFK just got done telling you. And if you look at what Sirhan had concerning his gun, remember, friends, he didn't have 12 bullets. But yet there was 12 bullets found in that room. He just told you. Now listen to what RFK says next, because I want you to hear it out of their own mouths rather than just mine. Listen to what he says next. He identifies the shooter.
And there was many, many eyewitnesses. Oh, the guy who almost certainly fired those shots, was a man called Eugene Thane Cesar. And Eugene Thane Cesar died a year and a half ago in the Philippines. I was in conversations trying to see him, and he said...
Okay, so he just got done telling you who actually did the shooting. This is the family, okay? I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but do you guys realize that with the Martin Luther King family, there was a whole reinvestigation done? They set the court. They had all their eyewitnesses. Everything was in place. And they found that the government was guilty of the crime of assassinating Martin Luther King Jr. And not one of the family members agreed in any sense of the word that the person that was accused of the crime was guilty of the crime. We're going to get to that in just a moment. I'm going to give it over to Dr. William Pepper in just a moment. I want to go over to the mistress of President Johnson concerning the assassination of John F. Kennedy, because she talks about who did the assassination, and it had nothing to do with the guy that called himself the patsy. Now, you got to keep in mind, when you're going to shoot a president down like that, you want to take credit for it. And I'm not saying in any sense of the word, friends, that Lee Harvey Oswald was guilty in any sense of the word. He was hanging around the wrong people. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We all know that. But the fact of the matter is, Johnson's mistress tells us that Johnson told her, just like his wife, President Johnson's wife, Lady Bird, who wrote in her book the same account as his mistress. And what's interesting is Johnson said to both of them, that SOB will never embarrass me again. And 2 weeks later, he was dead. Had his head blown off, said the FBI director, like a dog, to show the world that they can get anybody that they want to. That's exactly what he said in his documentary. Okay? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and kick this off. And I just want to play a little bit of it. But you have to listen to the account that she gives, because she said that Johnson told her, you know who they were. They were the oil people. You know who they were. Folks, it's organized crime. It's a fascist state. And for you to not question what's going on concerning all of this is the very reason that you're in trouble today. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generation organizations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Exactly.
That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just highlighting, Don is one of the CEO members, and Doug, the twin brothers from BBS, they just sent this to me. And listen, guys, it's exciting to get your stuff out there. And I see a couple orders already out there, but I want to let you know that there's a variation of colors, and I'm not going to pull them all up because that just means I have to refold all of them all over again. But folks, you know what? Just join in the festivities here. I see a couple orders concerning one of the books, Soldier of the Cross. All prophets were pointing to the front of the children of the apostate. If you order one of those, we're going to go ahead and throw one of these in. Go ahead and throw your color out there of choice. I can't promise that I'll get that to you, but I'll do my best to accommodate, and the size that you want. Okay, we'll throw a free t-shirt in if you order any one of those three books. During the show, I already see a couple out there already. Thank you, you guys. I totally appreciate it. And really, what's the pill in the jam? I want to get the word of God in you. Buy the truth and sell it not. That's really what this is about. And we'll throw one of these in. Okay, cool. Want to get back to this. And I want you to hear this. This is LBJ's mistress. And I just hope she gets to it really quick because it's a 5-minute piece. I don't want to burn up that much time, but I do want you to hear what she has to say concerning the foreknowledge of the assassination from President Johnson.
Where were you at the time
of the assassination? I was, I'd packed my car to go to Austin for the big fundraiser, and they were having a meeting of the Democrats down the old red courthouse, And they were fussing. They were, some of them were highly disenchanted about John Kennedy coming to Texas. And so here they were wrangling, which was very common. So me, I was lighthearted, and I said, hey, guys, I'm going on to Austin. I'll see you guys in Austin tonight. And I blew him a kiss. I walked out of the Red Courthouse, and we didn't have all the parking problem. I get in my automobile. You could hear the parade, the noise from the parade. I drove across the Houston Street Viaduct in order to hit the highway to go to Austin. And impulsively, I said, I won't have time to have my hair fixed in Austin, so I'll go by, Tyches, the beauty salon and get my hair freshened so I could go on to Austin. And again, it's about maybe 10 minutes or less trip from the Red Courthouse. And as I walked in the door, they were already on the television that he had been shot. So I asked if I could use the phone. I called. I knew if anyone knew anything, it would be just Kellum in Austin because they carried all three networks. So I called Jess and I said, what is going on? First, I called Lou Sterrett at downtown. And I said, my God, what has happened, Lou? And here are people that should have been out at the Trademark for the luncheon, but they were still downtown. And he said, well, they just shot that SOB. And maybe Lyndon. Well, when Lou told me it was Lyndon, of course, it was very upsetting. And I didn't live all that far from where I had my hair fixed. Jess, from my house, I said, Jess, what is going on? And he told me at that time. He even said that he was sure he had passed away. Or was
you thought he was talking about Johnson?
Yeah, but I had already verified that it was not Lyndon, okay. It was John Conlon.
And Kennedy.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the night before when Johnson came out of the meeting. What did he say to you?
Listen
he
carefully.
He was so angry. He had a violent temper when he was upset.
Well, let's use the exact words that he said to you. What did he say to you?
He grabbed me by the arm, and he had this deep voice, and he said, after tomorrow, those SOBs will never embarrass me again. That's no threat. That's a promise.
That's foreknowledge,
and
folks. That is a conspiracy.
Me, really, you know, because he was so ruddy-faced, and I thought, oh, well, he really, something went on that shouldn't have gone on, you know. But he called me from the Texas hotel the next morning as I was going downtown,
right.
And hear this screaming voice of his. He was so irate, and he didn't give me time to talk to him. You know, he just he was still angry. And when I talked to Jess Kellum right after that, I said, "Wow, he's on a real violent binge, you know." And then I passed it off. I said, well, after tonight at the Driscoll, he'll be all right.
Yeah.
And, of course, I didn't see him again until...
What were the words he said to you over the phone?
That they would never embarrass him again. That SOB, the Irish Mafia thing. He referred to him as the Irish Mafia very often.
The Kennedys were the Irish Mafia.
Never embarrass him again.
I'd never embarrass him again. There was no threat. That was a promise. And there were violent feelings that have never been told that was between those two people.
There was a picture in the Associated Press that showed Ralph Yarbrough, John Conley, Lyndon Johnson standing behind Kennedy.
At the Texas Hotel.
Right. And
yeah,
if you look at the look on Johnson's face, what's your impression?
His face is snarling.
Yeah.
And John Conley is so worried or concerned. And after Air Force One got to Lovefield, you see John Conley coming down. Everyone was full of glee. And John Conley has this faraway look.
So which means he knew about it too, friends. So again, to suggest that it was a theory, I'm just kind of curious to know why that is. And as I put to you during the first segment, friends, or I'm sorry, the second segment, if it's a theory, why has the government been hiding it since 1963, November 22nd? Folks, you are commanded to question what they call authority. Because furthermore, you all the well know the narrative was not true. You know, the truth of the matter is, Isaiah 59, it tells us that the truth fell in the street. And it did fall on the street, and it hasn't been picked up yet. And it's not going to be picked up until the people hold them accountable. And who's accountable today? Well, Bradley, you said they're already dead. Wait a second. The ones that are still concealing the information that tells the truth concerning the assassination. Okay, so let's go on to the next one. Here's Martin Luther King Jr.'s attorney. And I'm just going to play a little bit of this, and then we're going to go on to the next point. I want to get to it. It's important that we do. And what is it? I'm piggybacking from yesterday's show. You know how it goes here, friends. It's the fastest hour on national radio. By the way, if you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. I'm saying that to myself until I get it in, friends. 281-845-4704. This guy's name is William Pepper. I was going to have him on the show, oh, I'm guessing 3 years ago. And he was really snarly, real snickety on the phone with me. And I just said to him, we had the show all set up, and we were going to link him up. And I don't know if he didn't get his coffee that morning or whatever the problem may be. And I don't want to speak ill of the dead because he's not here anymore. But I just said to him, I said, you're not going to, you know, have this tone during the show. And he just kind of shot back at me, and I just said, we're good. We're not going to go with it. But you know what? The truth is the truth. And the fact of the matter is, we all know this. For those that don't know, I have a video of me sitting with the mayor, none other than the sideman of Martin Luther King Jr., Andrew Young. I spent 3 hours with him asking him everything I needed to know. Not one person in the circle said that he was assassinated by the would-be assassin that the mainstream media has continuously highlighted as the assassin. Not in any sense of the word. So listen to this. He was asked a question. This is his attorney, Martin Luther King Jr.'s family. And he was asked who was the assassination, and listen to what he has to say. Who was responsible for it?
From all over the country. Took 7 hours to find James not guilty.
So if it wasn't James Earl Ray who shot MLK, who did shoot MLK?
MLK was shot by a man called Frank Strauser. He was the best shot on the Memphis Police Department. As a police officer, he fired the weapon from the bushes behind the rooming house, and his spotter was a chap called Earl Clark, who went down over the wall and was seen going down over the wall by a taxi driver who was taking some people away from the motel. And we know it was Strauser because he was assigned to the rifle range, the shooting range of the Memphis Police Department. And a man who was a janitor in that police department, a janitor working in that building, saw a rifle being brought in, and he was actually shown the rifle as a special rifle, they called it. And Strauser was given that rifle, and he practiced with it all day, the day of the killing. He shot, practiced shooting all day with it. And around about 3 o'clock, he packed up, took the rifle, got in a car of a colleague of his who was a fireman.
Yeah, so friends, this goes on, but the attorney, William Pepper here, also goes on, because this goes on for 56 minutes and 19 seconds. He also identifies the fact that there was a mushroom bullet that blew the side of his neck off, Martin Luther King Jr. And what was interesting to note is Martin Luther King Jr. prophesied his own death the day before. If you've not seen that speech, it's very popular, it's very famous, and he was exactly right. But what I want you to know is that Pepper highlights the fact that MLK Jr. would have, the probabilities of him living were very good. But when he got into the hospital, two nurses came forward where they had actually watched the doctor inside of the hospital where he was appointed to go to make sure that they sealed the deal, actually take, as he was cursing Martin Luther King Jr., he took a pillow and put it over the top of his head and suffocated him to death. Just so you know, folks, out of their own mouth. Out of their own mouth. Where's the theory? I'm still looking for that theory. Okay. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to get back to you. I wonder what they would do if they could do it all over again in just a moment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. BBS Radio t-shirts just came in today, folks. We've got about three more orders, okay? So I need a couple more. Anybody that buys one of these during the show, okay? Soldier of the Cross, All the Prophets Were Pointing, these are all books I wrote this year. And this brand new one, Children of the Apostate, which is timely, friends, let me tell you. And you're going to understand. It's super easy to understand, premised on the Word of God. Not talking outside of school and premised on what we know in Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. We're sending you a brand new t-shirt from BBS Radio. This flyer goes with it as well. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I will send you one of these t-shirts for free, okay? Straight from BBS Radio. We are going to be handing out what's left out of the box that was sent from Don and Doug to the Minnesota State Fair. We are down at the fair for seven more days, 9 to 9, 12 hours a day. We are at the east end of the grandstand, bottom floor, three rows in, just so you know. We'll be throwing those shirts out as well, free to the people that actually donate to the ministry, because we need the support. Really, we need the support. We are the most youth ministry, and what we do is the most underfunded branch of ministry that there is. Less than 0.3% of all financing that goes into the church goes to the young people. And we're not just here for the young people. We're also going to the older people. It's a broad, it's a vast scope of who we reach. And so with that said, friends, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'll be paying attention to what comes in. And again, those that order up the book, I will send you a brand new t-shirt from BBS Radio. One more time, if you want to, thank you. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. You know, I just want to bring it to this because I killed what I needed to. I had to get the information out there because I am so tired of people saying to me, conspiracy theory. And it's like, when is it that you understand that these conspiracies, as you call them theories, we've run out of all of them. We need more conspiracy theories because they've all come true. When is it that you're going to take responsibility for what you know in conscience, which means with knowledge as to what's really going on here? You know what's crazy is some people think that, well, once they die off, this is just going to all go away. No, the new up-and-comers are all the more strengthened. And why is that? Because you added strength to tyranny by tolerating the ones that were responsible for the three that I'm highlighting right now concerning their assassinations. They're encouraged to step up. I mean, government today, friends, has become a lucrative business on so many different fronts. And isn't it interesting, going back to the mistress, and by the way, if you didn't know her name, I'm going to give it to you right now, Madeline Brown. She was the mistress of President Johnson. Isn't it interesting that Johnson called the Kennedys the Irish mob? This is organized crime. That's what this is. This is organized crime. It's turned into a fascist state. Now we're on a downhill slide. It's become an oppressive system of government. It's a totalitarian system of government. And all of these blind individuals that think that they are leading the way into a new world order do not realize that the self-confliction is now taking place. Their sin is now finding them out. I just wonder, and it's a perfect segue into what I'm going to talk about here. I just wonder what all of these people that thought that they were going to go ahead and get away with the crimes that they got away with on this earth because the church failed to deal with them and because good government officials or representatives failed to deal with them because they were too afraid. How many times does the Bible tell us not to be afraid? 365 times. Wow. We were not given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Wow. Perfect love casteth out all fear. Wow. Let's turn that around. When you're born of the Spirit, what does the Bible tell us? That the righteous are made bold as lions. That means forward to danger. In fact, of the matter is, when the bad guys meet those guys, guess what's going to happen? That's going to be the end of their little game that they're playing with the people, not just in America, but on a worldwide basis. It's when the people stand up and say, no more, we're going to deal with the crime, just like we talked about in 2 Kings 21 yesterday when it came to Ammon. Remember Ammon, the king? He was a corrupt king, but the people conspired. Those in his own house conspired. And P.S., for those that don't know, when you read 1 Kings and 2 Kings, you'll see conspiracy constantly being committed, but the conspiracy was always within, not without, because if it was within, then they could control the narrative. And how do they do that? Well, they just throw out 20 different narratives. Controlling the narrative was a way of protecting themselves by confusing the people, and it's what they did. But all the while, the people knew who it was. But in this case, in 2 Kings 21, it tells us, and the servants of Ammon conspired against him and slew the king in his own house. Now listen carefully. What does it say next? And the people of the land, all of them that had conspired against King Ammon, the people of the land made Josiah his son the king in his stead. But what does it tell us? It tells us the people slew all of those that conspired the king. Not in America. I was talking to Tim Brown this morning and I said, isn't it interesting? I said, not in America. Far be it from the American people to actually be the law that God has ordained them to be. Far be it from the American people to stand up and bring justice upon the heads of those that deserve it to bring about and establish righteousness and peace within the gate, Isaiah 51 verse 4, far be it from the American people to understand that's how our forefathers established this government. Ask James Madison, the father of our Constitution. Ask those that are responsible for etching in stone under Moses and the Ten Commandments above the heads of the Supreme Court injustices, wearing those black robes. They're tyrants is what they are. They're at war with who we are. And what does it say under Moses and the Ten Commandments? It says, justice, the guardian of liberty. God forbid, Americans, that you actually deal with the lawless. I mean, again, I want to reiterate the point the American people somehow have talked themselves out of their own blood-bought freedoms. Somehow they've talked themselves out of understanding that someone fought, bled, and died fighting against the very tyrants that they're now submitting to in their own backyard. Enough! Enough of this nonsense. Let me ask you something. What would happen when the American people, the mob as they call it, actually stand together and deal with the corrupt? That's when it's going to stop. And not until then. Oh, and we're not talking about like when a politician commits a crime and then, you know, we just ask for his resignation. Where are you coming up with that? For the smallest of misdemeanors, they are supposed to be removed, impeached, Article 2, Section 4. And then once they're impeached, they are to be prosecuted concerning the law that they broke, just like the rest of us. They're not above the law, they're below it. By the way, when you get a moment, folks, when you look at our said representatives, notice they put their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold the law. Read Deuteronomy 17 in what is required of a said representative. They must know the Word of God. They must know the Word of God. Read it when you get a moment. Deuteronomy 17. I got to get to this. How's it working for all of those men that are now in hell where they belong? How's it working out for them? How many of them do you suppose now could only wish to have the opportunity to come back and say, oh my goodness, I wish the preachers would have gotten in my face and loved on me more because I wouldn't have been responsible for the crimes that I committed had I had another chance to do so. Whoa, insane. They found out that the rich is profit, not in the day of wrath. They found out that no man's able to save their own soul alive, didn't they? Oh, yeah, they did. But they are living eternally into the hell that they themselves sowed into. Why? Because God is not mocked. God is not mocked. I'm just thinking about this. I got this up on my front page right now on social media platforms. Isn't it interesting? This is the founder of the Satanic Church. What a clown. What a clown. He was the famous Satanist. He thought he was playing games. Isn't it interesting that on his deathbed, he said, oh my, what have I done? There's something very wrong. There's something very wrong. There's something very wrong. Oh yeah, there's something very wrong. This is what you didn't want to listen to, guy. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. I am persuading you now to understand that this guy sowed into sin, and now he has found out eternally that the end of sin is death. Romans 6:23. That's how we're supposed to preach. What about Voltaire? From 1694 to 1778, this is the guy that said he's going to make the memory of the 12 stinky fishermen to go away. On his deathbed, his housemaid said, she heard him say, I am abandoned by God and man. I shall go to hell. Oh, Jesus Christ. David Hume, 1711 to 1776, a guy that said he didn't believe in God. I'm here to tell you, if there was no God, there would be no atheist. He said, dying in utter despair, I am in the flames, he said. I'm in the flames. Folks, I'm going to probably pick this up tomorrow. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. See ya.